It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 56 degrees now in Effingham, off a morning low of 51. Got to 63 yesterday, but we're looking for a high of 82 today, and it's going to be a windy day. Wind gusts close to 30 miles an hour. Showers and thunderstorms move in after midnight, and then we could see some strong to severe storms on Tuesday. So we'll double-check all of that for you at the close of our look at news. Again, right now, 56 degrees in Effingham. The Effingham Unit 40 School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at the unit offices on South Banker. It's a busy agenda. A couple of items related to new construction, potentially. The board will get a presentation from Damian Schlitt regarding Phase 1 facilities as far as a proposal, and then discussion is expected. And then there will be discussion on consideration of a resolution that would authorize for providing up to $37 million in general obligation debt certificates being sold for the purpose of building a new building. Unit 40 has been talking about a new grades pre-K to 2 building for the past couple of years, and that is expected to be a part of the discussion tonight. Again, it's on the agenda for discussion tonight. Also tonight, they will be discussing board office and building office summer hours, membership in the IESA for next year, registration fees for the district for next year. They'll also look at removing the current $25 fee for dual credit with Lakeland College. Lakeland has a new offer of programs, and that will eliminate that $25 charge for dual credit. Some districts have already acted on that. They'll also look tonight at approving an intergovernmental facility use agreement with the city in the event of an emergency. They discussed this last month. The city is trying to get some locations identified in the event of an emergency where folks could be housed and other matters could be addressed. So that's what that's about. The city has already approved it, and as I said, a couple of other facilities and entities in the county and in the district in particular have already acted on that. Also tonight, they'll be discussing fencing projects. They'll also look at instructional material purchases. They'll also look at audit work. And then they'll go into closed session for some personnel matters and student discipline cases and potential litigation. Once they come back into open session, then they'll act on some personnel matters, and they'll also be giving recognition to Steve Bone, who's leaving the school board. Steve didn't seek re-election earlier this month. And then they'll be seating their newly elected board members from earlier this month and choose officers and swear in those elected in the April balloting. So now, after all of that, at the end of the agenda, it says approving consideration of a resolution authorizing and providing for the issue of up to $37 million in GO debt certificates that would finance the new construction. So at the end of the agenda, there is a vote regarding issuing those bonds or those debt certificates. So we'll let you know. There's also expected to be a board retreat discussed, so plenty on the plate for the school board tonight. We'll be there and have a report for you in the morning and on the website. We have reminded you that Effingham City Council member Merv Gillenwater's retirement is effective this Wednesday. That's also the deadline for anybody who's interested in succeeding Merv on the city council. And the deadline, again, 3 p.m. this Wednesday. You're encouraged to have your letters in to City Administrator Steve Miller by 3 p.m. Wednesday. And then the council at some point will be deciding who will be the successor to Gillenwater on the council. And there will be 2 years remaining on Gillenwater's term for whoever is appointed. Again, it is a vote of the council as far as who will succeed Merv Gillenwater on City Council. If you have any questions, you can contact City Hall. Also Wednesday, a special day at the hospital. On November 15, 1875, three hospital sisters of St. Francis arrived in Effingham to begin providing health care in the community. And 150 years later, that same compassionate healthcare mission continues at HSHS, St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital. HSHS St. Anthony's is celebrating their history through various activities throughout the year, one of which will be a special mass with the Hospital Sisters of St. Francis this Wednesday morning at 11:30 in the hospital chapel. The mass will be celebrated by Bishop Paprocki and celebrated by local clergy. So that will include the unveiling after the Mass and blessing of the final panel of a mosaic artistic piece by Dr. Ruben Boyajian, artist and general surgeon with HSHS Medical Group and medical director of St. Anthony's Women's Wellness and Cancer Care Services. The three-panel artwork hangs in the hospital's heritage hallway that overlooks the Healing Garden. So that special event coming up Wednesday at the hospital. A mention from the city of Effingham about a water outage today. It'll start at 9 o'clock and run till about 10 o'clock this morning. That'll be on Jefferson from Maple to Mulberry, both sides of the street, and on Linden from Jefferson to Shelby, both sides of the street. So again, from 9 o'clock this morning to about 10 o'clock this morning. Law Day is coming up this Thursday. It's sponsored each year by Elks locally and nationally. And it's an opportunity for students to take a spin in city or county office, have a look at the various city and county facilities, find out a little bit more about local government and how they might someday want to be involved. As far as the plan, again this year, most of the county schools will be taking over county offices and participating in various activities. Effingham and St. Anthony High School students will take over city offices. Here are the students who've been identified as holding city office for a day on this Thursday. The mayor will be Adam Flack. Max Flack will be the commissioner. Sarah Hertzel and Jersey Bierman will be commissioners as well. Zachary Hartke is city administrator. Isabella Vergara is the economic development director. Sage Altoff, deputy city administrator. Aaron Hill, the police chief. Kelsey Stone, the city treasurer. Evan Kinnearum, the director of public works. Reese Wendling, the city engineer. Jackson Bridges, the plumbing and electrical inspector. Ethan Karolevich is the commissioner. Addie Krause will be a commissioner. Ella Swearingen, city attorney. Alec Hackman, emergency management agency coordinator. Jackie Niebergi, the building official. Ava Watson, the public works operations manager. Camille Wines, the fire chief. Noah Flagg, the communication manager for the police department. Henry Brent, the director of tourism. Katie Coleman, the city clerk. And Noah Jansen, the assistant fire chief. So who will be taking over city office this Thursday. County office officials should be identified today or tomorrow. We'll be sure to pass them along as those are announced. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Ford has announced employee pricing for all. This means what Ford employees pay, you pay. Also, any rebates, mailers, and other incentives also will be taken off these already low prices. This is a great opportunity to get a new vehicle at a great price. This program is called From America for America and is offered for most Ford and Lincoln products, with only a few exceptions. These offers are good through June 2nd. Feel free to stop by or call with any questions about product or pricing. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford for your continued business.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Looking to kick back and relax? Habeens Furniture in Tadalpas has a showroom packed with comfort. Rocker recliners, power recliners, manual recliners, and don't miss the chofa. You're like, what's that? Well, it's a sofa and chaise all-in-one cozy combo. With free local delivery, you can relax in the comfort of your own home while your new furniture is on the way. Stop by Habeens Furniture today and find the perfect piece to make every seat the best seat in the house. Habeens Furniture in Tadalpas.
A look at deaths on this Monday. Patricia Ann Lewis, 81, of Newton, died on Saturday. Graveside services for Patricia Ann Lewis will be on Saturday, May 10th. So please note that date, May 10th at 10:30 a.m. in Westlawn Memorial Park Cemetery in Newton. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. David Randolph Camp, 64, of Frankfort, Illinois, formerly of Aldemont, died April 19th. A celebration of life for David Randolph Camp is planned the weekend of May 10th, with the exact date and venue to be announced at a later date. We'll let you know when that's released. Bruce L. Kreil, 69, of Strasburg, died on Wednesday morning. Funeral services for Bruce Kreil will be this Thursday morning at 10 a.m. at Grace Lutheran Church in Strasburg. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Wednesday evening at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Strasburg. Daniel Wayne Reed, 77, of Stewartson, died on Wednesday, and Dan's family, the family of Daniel Wayne Reed, will celebrate his life privately. Arrangements are by Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. James Ordale Walls, 73, of Effingham, died on Thursday. Funeral services for James Ordale Walls will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 4 to 7 Wednesday evening for Dale Walls. Anthony L. or Tony Wolke, 65, of Rural Sigel, died Friday morning. And funeral services for Tony Wolke will be Tuesday evening, tomorrow evening at 6:45. That'll be at Swengel Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. There will be a visitation time from 5 o'clock to the services at 6:45 tomorrow evening at Swengel Odell in Neoga. Lorene Margaret Munt Taley, 78, of Tadalpas, native of Dietrich, died on Friday. And funeral services for Lorene Taley will be on Tuesday. That will be at 12 noon at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Tadalpas. Visitation for Lorene Taley will be from 9:30 to 11:30 Tuesday morning. That will be in St. Clair Hall at St. Francis Church. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Marcella May Tar Street, 91, of Wheeler, died Friday afternoon. Funeral services for Marcella May Tar Street will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at Scott Avenue Christian Church in Newton. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Tuesday evening at the church, and Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich is assisting. Vera R. Kepler, 87, of Effingham, died on Friday. Funeral services for Vera Kepler will be this Saturday at 12 noon at First Baptist Church in Effingham. Visitation for Vera Kepler from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday at First Baptist Church. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Harold L. Kaufman, 89, of Effingham, died on Saturday. Arrangements are still incomplete for Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham for Harold Kaufman, but we have learned that visitation will be Tuesday evening. Visitation for Harold Kaufman will be from 4 to 7 Tuesday evening at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, and we'll let you know when we get more information. Funeral services for 77-year-old Larry Byers of Effingham will be today. That'll be at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham for Larry Byers. Funeral services for Bob Hellregel, 87, of St. Marie, will be today. That'll be at 11 this morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church in St. Marie. Visitation for Bob Hellregel will be from 9 to 10:30 this morning at St. Mary's Church. Memorial services for 17-year-old Lainey Jo Moran of Aldabot will be Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Lainey Jo Moran will be from 5 to 7 Tuesday evening. Here's a look at our forecast. A sunny sky today. Might be some patchy blowing dust where it's been dry enough to be dusty. And a high today of 82. Winds from the south gusting close to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. And increasing clouds, a low of 67. Winds from the south around 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Rain chance tonight's 30%. And then Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 4 p.m., then showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm after that. Some of the storms Tuesday could be severe. A high on Tuesday of 77, winds to 25 miles an hour, maybe a quarter to a half an inch of rain. And then a chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Thursday. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. Right now in Effingham, plenty of sunshine. We are at 56 degrees. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.